can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You can call on me.
Y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
Check.
Okay. Yo, what's going on? It's your big homie Kodak. We got some special homies in the building. We got JoJo Lines over there.
Hi. Hey. What's going on?
What's going on? So tell the people of Atlanta, well, the people of the world, where y'all from?
We're from Memphis, actually.
Y'all from Memphis?
Yeah, but yes. We're global, though.
I'm from Memphis.
You from Memphis?
Yes.
You from Memphis?
Yeah,
I'm
from
Memphis.
I'm from Raleigh. I went to Craigmont.
Wow, you're from Memphis.
Yeah. What part?
Yeah, I'm from Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Uh-huh.
And where you from?
South Memphis.
Okay.
What high school y'all went to?
Now you know. I supposed to went to North.
You didn't go to high school?
I didn't finish high school.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
But have you ever heard of the program Yo Memphis? It's like where people went and got their GEDs and shit like that.
Like alternative school.
No, it was actually like a community program.
Mm-hmm. Yo Memphis?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Yo
Memphis.
Damn. But I suppose it went to Northside Treasurement.
Okay, yeah. Mm. Okay.
And give me your social media so they can follow you and see all this ass in person.
Oh, it's underscore Rebe underscore Re.
Rebe Re. You too.
Miss yeah. Barry, MZ underscore Barry underscore underscore.
Okay. And welcome to the Big Homies House. How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Good, having a great time.
Okay.
Big homie.
It is.
Big
for sure. Big.
Big Kodak.
Big Rebe, Big Barry.
Yeah.
Sorry if y'all got a little dizzy over there. Kodak, sure. So damn big, you couldn't get him in the shot.
You just changed your name to Big Barry.
Big Barry?
Not the little one, but the big one.
Yeah. For sure.
The biggest.
You got some big berries. Okay. Anyway, JoJo, what's going on?
I had a time last night.
Oh, you had a time? Oh, somebody pulled up on you?
Oh, I had a time. I'm going through it.
Mm.
Y'all ever had some dick so good that you like woke up?
Like it's still like
and was
a
like,
bit.
Fuck.
Throb.
Yeah. It's still like throb.
But
like,
he gone though. You wake up, he gone. Like, and you just, yeah, basically like throbbing. Like you just want the dick again.
Mm.
I ain't gonna lie. It's been a minute since I did this, but I text him when I woke up. I was like, babe. He responded instantly. And I was like, bro, that dick was so good last night. Like, I couldn't talk about nothing else.
Oh,
like,
wait, who was it?
Who was this?
It wasn't
who
I
was
think
this?
It.
Who was this?
Who was it?
You want me to say who it was?
Is it who I think it is?
Wow.
Nah, he.
Oh, no, it's not who you think it is.
Never mind.
It's not.
It was.
Oh, who you think it is? No, it's not who you think
shit.
It is. It's who you think it is. But
oh,
it's
who
you,
I think it is?
Yeah, but it's not who you think it is.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
That makes sense?
Yeah, no, I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Sounds like fun. Shit, this is intense.
It is intense.
Let me tell y'all though, because my bed is broken, right? Now the bed broke because, first off, my bed was like shaky a little bit. Like when the person came and put it up, it was just,
right,
it was rocky a little bit. So then I had my cleaner come clean the house and she moved the bed. When she moved it, the shit underneath it, I guess like it was like,
okay.
So when I got in the bed, this was before we fucked, but when we got in the bed just fucking, it broke. I was like, what the fuck? The frame did.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had to get rid of like the wooden pieces and shit. So until I find me another like piece, I just put my shit inside the frame. So I put my box spring and then I put my mattress.
Right.
So it's still in the frame, but it's low.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to fuck like I wanted to because, so I have a daughter. So I don't have sex until she's six.
Okay,
but she has her own room. It's like on the other side of the crib, but still, like, I wouldn't have sex until she's sleeping. And even then, it's like you can hear it boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
So I haven't been able to have like good sex in my crib. But baby, when I tell you last night, I ain't had to worry about nothing.
So shout out to the cleaning lady then.
But yeah, basically, because I was pissed.
Shout
I was
out
pissed
to the
off.
Cleaning lady. Then.
But now I'm like, shit, I probably won't even get that bitch fixed.
So when you got kids, can you like do shit when you got kids in the house? You gotta wait till like
you know what? I never did. Even when my baby
hold the mic up.
Even when my baby was an infant, I just never liked it. You know what I'm saying? Like
so y'all be having to sneak in.
No. I just never do. Like I just don't want his dick to get hard in my baby. Is you feel me?
In the vicinity.
I know that. That's what, like, you know, like when her crib was in the room and everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, see, that's different.
Yeah, dick better not get hard and my baby over here. You know?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But and I probably just didn't like my baby there like that anyway. But
why you like your baby daddy?
That's different though.
You know, nobody likes that baby daddy.
I hate my baby daddy. Fuck you.
One of my baby daddies, we're best friends. The other one, I hate him.
I just told the world his name. Can you, when I say it, can you fuck you beep? Can you do that?
You want me to just cancel it out?
No. Just censor his name.
Censor his name.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's why I'm really nervous. Like my daughter, Kodak, she a lot, ain't it?
Oh yeah, she a
bully. Trey, she a lot, ain't it? She got a lot of fucking personality.
Girls are bullies and brats.
Oh my God. Yeah. And she the only child.
I got the only child.
So it's just like, ooh, shit. But the sex part though, it's kind of like I have to get it in. Like I have
but
to.
But I
feel like having sex is better at nighttime. I have morning sex. I will have morning sex.
That's daytime.
That's the best.
I don't know. Like the daytime.
3 o'clock, the sun beaming. It's like, cause you know, it naturally, you know, the sun, what's that shit called? Circadian rhythm or some shit like that.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay,
well, yeah, I'm like, I don't fucking
nigga,
know.
Nigga, cicadas, that's a bug, ain't it?
Right. All right, well,
the summer bugs.
The
loud as hell.
Naturally recharges. It's like that.
Oh, the sun charge your coochie?
From 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Hey.
I
heard about women sunbathing in the coochie. They be just like, oh.
I don't know about that. I don't know who do that. I think the last time I was really on some daytime sex was in college. Other than that, like it's just something about when that sun go down, I just start growling.
Mm. You be doing what?
I don't care what part of the day. If you want to get it popping in the middle of the day, cool. But I would prefer to have sex at night because I feel, you know, freaks come out at night. I feel like I can really be just nasty, like when that sun go down. During the day, I feel like I'm being watched because it's so light. I can't, and I'm ashamed of the nasty things that I'm doing. You can see me.
Hey, I'll get your ass over there. Don't come on my side of the house. You stay over there. Don't come in my fucking room for nothing. I'm finna get it in.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck you hear in my room, and that's what's going on.
You don't tell them that, do you?
Mind your business. I would believe it. She got two sons. Yeah. Hello?
And ain't too many motherfuckers can come and lay up in that bitch, and I got to pay my own shit. Okay. You know, like that.
Right. So. Mind your business. You hear something? Mind your business. Fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit. Every time I've been going home from out of town, I done called two different girls in my house, and I be like, come here, little bitch.
Okay.
How long you been in my house? It's time for you to get the fuck up out of here.
Hey, do you, is that how you be telling them? I love that. I love when motherfuckers get caught in the crib. Because I got brothers. So when, motherfuckers.
You used to snitch, huh?
Nah. Hell nah, I ain't used to snitch. They used to get in trouble on their damn own. I would just be sitting there watching, peeping. My mom would be just like that.
I go in there.
Come here, little hoe. I'm talking about you. You was a hoe.
Wait, so you caught him like sneaking around in your house?
Listen.
Oh, you just caught him.
I came in drunk. When I come in the house fucked up, I'm fucked up. I start off taking my clothes off from front door all the way to the room. And I go in my room. This bitch had been in there all motherfucking night.
In your room?
In his room.
Oh, okay.
I bust in his room. He's like, no. But I ain't see nobody. So I went to the closet. You know how
she was in the closet?
Yes. You know how them lashes be, them girls be wearing on their fucking cars? Mm-hmm. That's how long the bitch lashes was. I said, come get up out that closet, little bitch. How long you been in my motherfucking house? She said this. Since last night. I said, so motherfuckers laying up in my motherfucking house, ain't nobody paying shit? Oh, you got the wrong. I said, bitch, get your shit and get the fuck out.
She was scared.
Take this nigga to your mama house. I said, you got 20 seconds to get out this bitch. I'm finna deep fry you and this nigga with this stitch.
She was scared.
That bitch got out of there.
Did you beat his ass, though?
I slapped the fuck out of him.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I wouldn't. How is that, though, you know, knowing that your kids are going to be out here having sex, like the discipline part? I think, did the discipline just come in because it's like you doing this shit in my house? Like, and you got me fucked up, you don't pay no bills in here, you ain't grown.
Yeah, you ain't no kids about to lay up in my fucking house. Like,
yeah, lay up in your crib. I feel that. We can go back and...
Listen, when you got a girl...
Yeah.
And they sneaking, you coming in motherfucking, you see somebody...
Nah, that's different. I'll lose my motherfucking mind. I will beat the
fuck
out
of my
daughter.
The difference?
The difference is one's a girl, one's a boy.
No, you can't lose your mind because these little niggas, that's...
They told them Blicky's my
Yeah,
Blicky.
Exactly. Hell yeah.
I'm talking about on my daughter. Oh, that's so funny.
You can't go
crazy. Like, what the fuck?
That's this little nigga with the Blicky bitch or his girl. Like, they ain't about it. Them kids will kill you on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, these kids is throw.
Yeah, them kids are killing.
Ain't no yes, ma'am, no ma'am. Lay it down, motherfucker.
Have the audacity to even try to sneak a motherfucking nigga in my crib. Like,
girl,
My mom, my daddy, they would tell my ass.
Our children is overprivileged now, and they're entitled, and they just really, man, they different. They different.
I got a question for y'all. Okay. I got a question. So it's really not a question, it's a statement. And I told JoJo this earlier this week, like, I see, the older I get, the more I realize why niggas be paying for pussy.
So you like transactional?
No, I'm not saying I don't like it.
So you don't like passion?
No, I do. I'm not saying I do it. I just see why niggas do.
No. I'm not saying transactional like the money. I'm saying you like no passion.
No, I like passion. No. I want to be with somebody who fuck with me. But I'm saying I see why dudes do.
Because they don't like they're emotionless or
emotionless.
They're emotionally unavailable. That's how they do it. You know what I'm saying?
And they want something different shit from what they got at home. So they
that's exactly what I was about to lead into,
man,
right?
These niggas
Hold on. So, JoJo, like, I asked you this earlier, but like, if, like, say you got with a dude, like, y'all got with a guy, right? And he was into something that you was not into, but he perfect any other way. But maybe he just liked the doodle on bitch's chest. If he was fetish. If he pay, is it okay for him to pay somebody to do that and like outside of your relationship? That's all they do.
So my answer to that was, before y'all answer, my answer was, I'll be cool with it. The only thing I wouldn't like is if it's the same bitch. Like, because now y'all got a relationship.
Like, you can fuck a bitch a million times, but if you fuck that same bitch. I mean, you can fuck a million hoes, but if you fuck that same bitch a million times, it's a problem.
It's a problem, exactly. So. Okay. If you want to shit on a bitch's chest, just make sure you got that shit laid out on your calendar. A different bitch each time you feel like shitting on a bitch. And just do what you need to do.
And I totally agree with you on that.
Well, you know, me, I'm leading more into the polygamy, polyamorous style right now.
Big words.
So, well, you know, it's just multiple people. Like, I think that people are fake faithful. You know what I'm saying?
Same.
Like,
fake faithful?
Niggas are fake faithful.
Which means they be acting like they with you and they whatever, but they secretively fucking off.
Right. And bitches are fake monogamous. Like, the thing is this. You know, like, polygamy is when you have a union. You know, in America, we can't marry a lot of people. But when you have a union, a spoken union with multiple people. Polyamorous is when you are in love or a romantic relationship with multiple people, okay?
Uh-huh.
So my thing is, let's just say the kept bitch, the main bitch, right?
Mm.
I think that they're fake monogamous because you know he cheating or he done fucked up and you haven't left yet. So you're turning the blind eye. So why don't you just say that you with polygamy or, you know, polyamorous?
Because then that'll mean that the girl, because basically you just said my life, because I was dealing with a nigga that was cheating and I just accepted it. I ain't accept it. I was beating his ass, but I didn't leave.
You were giving him a hard time about it.
Yeah.
So it's just like.
But my issue was I tried to get into that and be like, okay, well, if you can see and I can see that you can't be with just one person, then let's not just be with each other. Like, let's open it up and we can talk to whoever we want to talk to.
But see, that's what guys need to say. They need to say, baby, I'm polyamorous or I like multiple women, but I want you to be exclusive to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not going.
I said, I'll do that.
So you...
Because the thing is the dating field is so, you know, just to get cute and, you know what I'm saying? It's too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you... talking to several people or going out to dinner and all that shit. Like, it just gets too time consuming. It's just too much energy.
Absolutely.
So you're saying that you're cool with your man
having bitches
and you just be his main bitch.
You know what?
You don't fuck with no other niggas. You just deal with him.
Okay, so I ain't trying to, I'm not trying to be deep, but it's this.
You can go deep.
It's this lady. She kind of like the Honorable Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, right? She's smart. Her name is Sister Shahrazad Ali, right? So it's not on. So I've been listening to her, right? So she thinks that monogamy and all this shit is like not really in African American melanated people's nature. Like, we got this shit from Europeans and, you know, the Western world. You see what I'm saying? So when I say that I'm leaning more towards polygamy, it's not for benefits. And it's not for settling, but it's just more so that, you know, I would just want somebody that I can adore.
Be locked in with.
No. I want somebody that I can adore, that I can look at him in the utmost respect, mm-hmm. and let him naturally take his course as a man, as a provider, as a, you know.
So you say his natural position is to have multiple women in the household.
No, I'm not gonna say in the household. See, I'm with.
Oh, okay, got you. Yeah. Okay, I see what
you see what I'm saying. So, which, if we're in the same, on the same street, same block or whatever, I'm not saying we finna go on no damn group dates or whatever like that. But I'm saying that, and like I said, this is just entertaining the idea. I've never been into a relationship like this, but I am leaning towards it or whatever.
On accident.
I stay, you know, in them kind. I'm so sorry.
I think the only relationships out here are the ones you talking about.
So niggas be out here cheating. Like, I want to, you know. Hell. It's just if it was us, like, you know.
Every nigga,
you know,
I fuck with got somebody.
Okay.
And I'd be like, you know what.
Basically what she's saying is.
Separate households, but group economics. Because it's all about, if I were, most of all the women work. So if you at work and you at work and you at work, then our kids fall short. That's why the kids raising themselves and everything. You see what I'm saying? But if we had one king, one man, right? And it was all of us, but the kids go as, so if you got a house, I got a house, she got a house. And he may have kids with you, or you already got your kid or whatever. The kids and the man come and go as he please. So the kids can, you can't come to my shit. You can't come to my shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't have no rights. I mean, you know, sociably or some shit like that, but like, you don't have no entitlement.
It's not your house.
Right. But the kids come and go as they please, and the man come and go as he please. You see what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying.
I'm entertaining that idea. But, you know, this is a perfect world. You know, a lot of guys are not even going to be able to tell you that that's cool, or he ain't going to be able to tell the next person that this is what I'm into or whatever. But in a perfect world, or whatever, I am leaning more towards that, because, like I said, it's group economics, it's the kids, and it's just so you won't be neck. Like you said, like you knew it and you was cool with it, but you're giving him a hard time anyway. Like, I want to have the utmost respect
for
him.
She said she was kicking that ass.
Being
they should have got mad all over again.
Hey, and I love everything about it.
That went up, she like, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, basically. Because, okay, my thing is, I understand what you're saying, and I got into a place to where that wasn't a choice for me. Like, that was, that it wasn't like a, like I was like, oh, this is what I want to do. Uh-huh. It was more so
don't
like,
take your choices away.
Yeah, it was more so like, damn, like, this is what he's going to do. And if this is what he's going to do, am I going to be able to deal with it? Now, I think that some women will be okay with it if the man is doing everything he's supposed to do. Now, most niggas will sit there and be like, okay, I want to talk to multiple bitches, and I just want you to be exclusive to me, but won't be doing shit for you.
Yeah, and I ain't got time for
what you. Hold on, define that when you say won't do shit for you.
Won't do shit for you, like, he's not emotionally available.
Y'all not going out.
He not helping you pay the bills. He a boring ass nigga. Like, he come to your crib because he want to kick it, you, put his feet up and fuck on you.
He just
want to
hunch on you.
Those are privileges. He don't get those privileges.
Like,
I just wanted you to define that for the people watching.
Yeah, like, he'll act like y'all together. Y'all do relationship shit, but it ain't really no connection.
Sounds familiar.
And it's just kind of like, this ain't what the fuck I'm on. Right. But I will say this, though. If a man does come, I would appreciate it if a man on that, then he come and tell me off rip. Because just be honest with me and let me, because I know niggas. So let me just be like, okay, don't let me get into this relationship with you, start falling in love with you, and then you hit me with a, I want to talk to other bitches. Because now I'm going to beat your ass and every bitch you bring around.
Guess
because
what? I'm going left with you on that. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, how you going to want me to control myself? Not going to beat your ass out and fell in love with you. Sex is good. Everything going good. Now you want to fuck with other bitches. Now you don't leave me no choice but to go inside your head.
So I'm just going to have motions and not emotions. Fuck all this shit.
What that mean?
It's so hard to do that, though. Like, motion.
Motion. Like, I'm going to do me. I'm going to have motion, bitch, and I ain't going to have emotions. And I'm not putting my feelings out there. Them bitches stand in my back pocket like, fuck it.
It'd be hard, though. Like, it'd be hard. It was hard to that point for me to just not give a fuck no more.
Listen, I'm grabbing my friend from that point because, listen, I'm a love bug.
Fuck
and
that.
I want to be nurturing and I want to be comforting and I want to do it like, you know, because, okay, so I've been single since 2019, like the December 2019. So that's what, 3 years? Mm-hmm. And I haven't actually resided with my man since 2015. So I want to do all that shit where we land up and give me a piece of your sandwich and pass me the remote and all that shit. Like, I'm missing that type shit.
Why you can't you have your own damn sandwich? Why y'all want to get the man sandwich? I hate that when you at a restaurant and this motherfucker.
Not in the bed.
Let me tell you.
No, not in the bed either. God damn it. I ordered my 10-piece hot.
And why you
said you want nothing?
You want nothing, right?
Now you done ate six of my wings. I only got four.
Like, I want to just do the simple things. Now it's the
then the dog ate one. Now I only got three.
Well, your ass didn't stop eating so much. But okay. Yeah, it's just, or cut the ceiling fan on. It don't even got to be your wings type shit. Like,
I don't know. I just tried the relationship shit again. And
so y'all actively dating right now?
I said, I was in Vegas, you know, partying for my birthday. My birthday was Wednesday, so I was just having a good time. I didn't answer, I didn't call. Truthfully, I was wrong.
Wait, hold on. What happened?
I was in Vegas partying, hanging out.
And she wasn't answering the phone.
I didn't answer the phone. I didn't call, none of that. I was wrong, and I admitted it. So I flew into Atlanta, got my rental car, drove straight to the house, was finna put my code in, but the son opened the door, and I was like, shit. I said, where the fuck he at? He wasn't there. He came and said, I just knew that when you walking up to my motherfucking door. I said, baby, it's okay. I said, I miss you. I said, yeah, I was wrong. I'll admit it. I'm cool. No, I was wrong. I said, baby, I don't want to go back and forth. I just want to take a bath and go to bed.
How long were you ignoring him?
The whole time you was out there? How long you was out there?
Friday to Monday. I called on Monday.
In Vegas?
I called on Monday. But guess
everybody
what?
Got dumped.
Oh, wait, this past fight. Weekend?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Javonte Davis. But
what was you doing out there, though?
I really was just getting fucked up, having a good time. I didn't sleep with no nigga. I didn't do none of that shit. But I was wrong for not calling back. I get that.
Did you not call on purpose is the question.
Yeah, she was having fun.
No, it wasn't on purpose. My intentions was to call, but I end up on the oil, back outside partying. So I'm just like, babe, I don't want to go back and forth.
But she's in
a
real relationship, though.
I said, listen, I just want to
rub
take
your feet.
A bath and go to sleep. He said, you ain't been taking no bath and go to sleep in here. I was like, well, shit, I took my glass and picked my shit up. I said, well, you know what? Let me just get the fuck up out of here. Fuck it.
And you that toxic. Was,
that makes, I mean, shit.
I try to be cool, but shit, right now I got motion. So.
See, that's the toxic side of the room. This the lover side. Over
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Well, keep
I'm
me over
I'm
here.
I'm riding with my girl over here.
Yeah,
fuck
keep me
shit.
Over here because fuck that shit. Like, if I'm with a nigga, I'm with you. You with me. We with each other. That's it. I don't want to hear nothing else about no other bitch because now I'm finna find her.
Oh, shit.
But you know what? Guess what? I used to be just like that. I did a 360. My relationship, like, 3 years ago, nigga broke my heart. But I'm like, bitch, you crying and weeping over this nigga. He ain't even no fine.
He ain't even
nigga.
Shit.
He ain't even that nigga. I went crazy on him. We fought. He threw my wig out on the interstate. Wow. I stopped.
Not the wig.
My shit. Yeah. Wow. He had just bought me that wig. I wanted my shit.
To tell me I stopped.
So
it,
I
was
said,
gonna get it.
I told his mom, I said.
His mama?
I said, yo, I just put your motherfucking son out on the interstate. She said, no, you didn't. Don't do my. I said, he out. I said, meet me at the house, because he's talking about he finna come and do this. She met me at the house. I said, I'm finna get my shit, and I'm just finna leave.
This your big daddy?
Yeah. I said, I'm finna get my shit and leave.
Oh, she did some terrible
she
shit.
She said, okay, so when the mama get to the house with me, he never came, because he left it. We going at his wallet, all his shit in the car.
Yeah.
So she was like, okay, what can I help you pack? I said, thank you, but I don't need you to do shit else for me. Have a good day. I'll be out this bitch by noon. Tomorrow. What I did was, I went and got a U-Haul, pulled that bitch up. I stopped on the side of the street and got two niggas. I said, listen, if you ain't ready to work, you can't get in this bitch. I said, I don't got time for no breaks or nothing. I need this whole motherfucking house moved. I moved the stove, the refrigerator. I left that bitch a coffee cup, toothbrush, one bar of soap, and a face towel. I took everything.
She said a face towel.
You said leave? Okay, let me take my shit with me.
You said I can get what I wanted, so bitch, I felt like I wanted to take everything, all the TVs off the wall. And I drove to my daddy like 30 minutes. I said, Dad, my dad was like, you sad? I said, it's all good, though. I sold the whole motherfucking U-Haul. I ain't give a fuck.
Yeah, we back on. Hold.
I just made a post. I want to treat my next nigga, my next man like a king and a newborn.
Ooh.
Good luck.
I like how you said
hey,
that.
Hey, I got, yeah. So are you single? Are you single?
Well.
Huh. Are you putting niggas out on the expression? Well, oh, we don't know yet.
That was some years ago.
Okay.
But I mean, I think, just get back from Vegas. So
I think I got a man, but shit, he texted me on my birthday, like, happy birthday. I love you. I said, well, thanks, babe. I love you too. He was like, that was for him to start his shit up again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
They love starting that shit up again.
He was like,
nah, because shit be unresolved.
He said, I hope it was worth it. And he said, I hope they gonna love you better. I was like, well, shit, that mean he cut me off. So shit, I was like, let me go have some other
JoJo.
Fun.
Okay.
He said that he falling out of love with me.
Exactly.
She's wrong.
Because I was wrong and I admit it.
The fuck, what the fuck you mean you put your glasses on and you left?
She had to get the fuck on.
Shit, he told me I couldn't take no bath and go to sleep in that bitch.
Well, it ain't time to go to sleep. It's time to plea bargain. And it's time to fucking
I ain't finna do all that.
Cry and all that.
Said, you gonna cry?
I'm gonna hold his ankles all that no shit. More.
I ain't crying.
Talking about I'm going to hold his ankles and all that.
She's
boy,
so nice.
Fuck you. I'm finna get the fuck on.
I ain't doing that. I left. And I was
you not finna tell me I'm not finna be sleeping up in here. Okay, well, guess where I'm finna be sleeping at?
Over his house?
No.
Over who house?
No.
Somebody else's house?
Shit. You telling me you falling out in love with me?
Babe, I'm not sleepy. Let's just, whatever. Like,
see, I like you. You like to resolve
listen,
shit.
I was tired as a motherfucker. I had partied my ass off. I needed no, you to didn't. Take me a bath. And
see,
go
now
lay
you
down.
Just be lying because that ass is still there. You ain't pouring the shit off.
Well,
that motherfucker.
Okay,
like
facts. I mean, I think I had like a situation like that before, kind of, sort of. Me and my dude, we had went out. We got lit, got drunk, went back to the crib, went to sleep. I wake up like around, we didn't go to sleep until maybe 2 a.m. I woke up at like 9 a.m. He wide the fuck awake, up,
did,
watching TV. Just looking at the TV. I'm looking
so are you in trouble?
I don't know.
He was
like,
mad.
I was just looking
mad.
At him big like.
Man.
That nigga was standing
okay.
over you at one point. You ain't even know it.
Then I go to sleep.
While you were asleep.
That nigga nah, just,
that nigga standing over you like this.
Then I go to sleep and I hear him fumbling like with the dog. Like he finna take the dog out. I'm like, it's too fucking early. Like this nigga do not get up until about like 1-2 o'clock. Like we party hard last night. Bruh. I'm asleep. I get a nudge. I'm like, what's up? Like. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I went through your phone last night.
Oh, I don't like that shit there.
I said, now that shit threw me off.
You don't think a nigga supposed to go through your phone?
No, I don't touch my nigga phone. Don't touch my motherfucking phone. I don't play that phone.
He is the nigga that'd say, though, like, niggas lame as fuck for going through phones. Going through phones, going through phones is lame as fuck. Why would you go through my phone? Why would you? That's just, he would say that all the time. So I'm like, you know, when he said.
Thought you were safe.
When he said he went through my phone, I was just like, what? What you see, like what you see in my phone.
How good is you just have fucked him though? So that's
this always great sex, but
right.
He was like trying
character.
To talk about it. Mind you, I got a hangover. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and he was like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. You gotta get your shit and get the fuck out. I said,
also, hey, that's why I mean you can.
I rolled up. I said,
that's why both of y'all over there.
I said, boy, shut the fuck up. I'm going to sleep. We talk about it when I get up. He said, what? I said. Good night. Fuck is you talking about?
Well, I'd have rolled your ass up in that blanket like a blunt, nigga.
Where the fuck I was finna go? You was gonna have to.
I'd have rolled your ass, dragged your ass down the step.
You was gonna have to.
That big ass head in every step.
And he didn't do nothing because he wanted to talk about it.
But
I wasn't talking about shit, but he wanted to talk about it. So I just deaded it and was like, nigga, I'm asleep. What's up about this shit in the morning? Went straight to sleep. Man, you wouldn't believe I woke up. He was still up. I'm like, okay, now.
Well, I'd have peed on you in your sleep, girl.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, now, what happened?
He like, would have went down for that piss. I'm telling you now.
But he told me, though. He told me he went through that motherfucker. I'm just so glad that he stopped where he stopped at. Because if he would have went a couple messages below,
he was already mad, but he was about to be madder.
Oh, my God. I would have been out the window. I would have woke up in glass and trees. I would have woke up like, where the fuck am I? On the ground.
I'm on a bench.
The worst thing that happened to me is when somebody went through my phone, right? But my ex
I know where you going.
Me
I know where you going with this
tape
one
of us.
See that same shit
what you
I
was doing
that was
tape.
Me and my ex
getting down
and it was some old
listen,
shit
he sent it but he thought it was fresh. I'm like, nigga, this old type shit, but I fear for my life so bad. It ain't none of the tough ass shit y'all was on. I'm just like,
I was ready to kick the nigga ass for her.
Oh,
I was
listen,
sick of him.
Listen, he was
somebody sick. I was sick of him.
I fuck with Taliban's like this nigga. This thing ain't going for nothing. And that was my first.
That was my first
crazy relationship. My first bad relationship.
You said Taliban's?
Taliban's, motherfucking. That nigga was a terrorist. I didn't even know, but I was just so
that's
happy.
So funny.
I was so happy because he took my phone. But he took my phone and he went to his house.
Oh, fuck.
So I was safe. So he came back to my house, but I didn't open the door type. So I was safe type shit. You feel me? But he was crying and all that shit. I'm like, I'm through the door. That's old type. But I was safe because he really would have went there. He didn't have good sense.
So I got another question. Well, it's not another question. It's a statement. JoJo, we talked about this before too, and I just brought it up a few weeks ago in on the radio show. But like, you know, when you dating and shit, like, you don't really. Well, do y'all be fucking when y'all date? Like, if you have go on a good date, you be reward a nigga with coochie.
Sometimes you don't reward. Like,
I ain't reward no nigga for no motherfucking
date. Don't expect no pussy. Don't ask for no pussy. Don't imply for no pussy. Mm-hmm. But
just vibe.
If we vibing, then
yeah just
you
vibe.
Know what I'm saying? Like that.
All right, JoJo said she be having sex with, she be spinning the block on her old niggas.
Yeah, but so you keep your body count low.
What okay, I said, what, all right, that. So, but it's the dudes that's dating you, they be wanting some coochie too. But I said, what if a dude is talking to you, but he's talking to other women at the same time? And you look on his Instagram, he taking this motherfucker out. Like, they going out, they outside. But with you.
My mouth dropped.
He, like, with you, he be hitting you, the, he be giving you the bullshit spots.
Yeah, bitch, you cut off. And, mm-hmm. and bitch, don't even worry about hitting my
so my
line.
Question what is, what's the difference?
The difference is if you're going to treat this bitch, if you're going to do more for this bitch and do the most for this bitch, then go be with that bitch. Because obviously you
if you're going to fuck that nigga and suck that nigga dick, go be with that nigga.
What are you talking about? That's different.
No, it's not.
It is.
How is it different?
Because we're
dating.
See,
we dating. About to agree. Y'all about
I'm about to
be wrong.
Tell you why. I'm about to tell you why. You know, we're dating. If we're dating, I'm not, and I'm still vibing to see if I want to give you the pussy or not. Like, to see if I'm vibing to give you the pussy. It's uh-huh. not like I just look at you and be like, yeah, let me give you the pussy. Like, no, I'm saying, like, let me vibe with you a little bit. It's let my
well,
pussy
let me
get a
let me vibe
wet.
With
like,
you.
You just want me to give you this.
Let me vibe with you a little bit.
And give it to you. Like, no, like,
okay.
Right, they ready.
Well, let me vibe
let
with
me
you a little bit before we go on a good date.
No, let's vibe. Okay, no. Then let's vibe. And that's going to take time. So if I date you
but you
once,
said you're going to cut a nigga off.
If I date you once a week, and that one day that we dated and we vibed and it was like, okay, and I want to give you the pussy, that don't mean that I can't go and fuck the nigga that I've been fucking since before I even met
you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Because everybody got somebody and nobody is an angel, a virgin, or a saint when you meet them, you know?
That's fact.
Somebody probably just fucked somebody and went on
right,
a date with you.
But my thing is this, you can, because now the situation is kind of different, you know? So now, if a nigga is lit and he's known mm-hmm. and I want him type shit, I'm not going to do nothing to jeopardize it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know.
What do you think would jeopardize it?
Like fucking with somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, normally it's dating exclusively day, engaged, married, right?
Exactly.
So now, like if a nigga's of caliber, mm-hmm. then I'm going to exclusively date him until I figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like. Like if I want you and you worthy or whatever, then I'm not going to be outside with no.
But if he just
else.
A peon-ass nigga.
Well, you know what? I'm really, really carefully selecting, so I ain't even fucking with the peon.
I ain't
right
fucking with no peon.
What make a dude a peon?
You know, I never dated a peon type shit. I mean, well, you know.
Like the little homie.
I ain't dating no nigga that's the dude boy, the dough man. Bitch, ain't nothing I can do with you. I want the fucking man.
Everybody want the man. All the women want the man. Some of the mans, some of the mans want the mans.
You know,
and
you
absolutely
a lot of the
right.
mans want the mans. Like they want him to be big bro, all that shit. Like damn,
you right.
But my thing is this. It's wherever your dating pool is. You know what I'm saying? So nothing against regular men that work or whatever. I never had a man with a job or even I probably.
You mean be unemployed?
They probably some dope boys.
Yeah, like corporate.
Give me a dope boy.
Or they went from the streets to owning businesses or some shit now. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's like rapper, entertainer.
So not no 9-to-5 dude.
And that's just because it's not my dating pool.
It depends.
You say
here, talk to the mic.
Yeah,
six figures,
it's just
maybe.
Because it's not my dating pool. See, it's like, you know.
You're not going to be around the people.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not going to be at Starbucks when the lunchtime rush come in or some shit like that. Or I'm not going to be at happy hour or some shit like that.
That's what I be trying to tell people. Like,
so it's not like you discriminate or nothing like that.
You just got certain people.
I don't
just
shit
be
on
certain
them,
people.
Because, you know, as friends, if they got a 9-to-5, that 9-to-5 nigga going to send you that motherfucking $1,000 or whatever when you need it. And they very, very reliable. So we ain't shitting on them because, you know.
We can still like, use them. You abuse them.
Hey,
you ain't shit.
Basically, that's what she's saying, right?
Yeah. We're not going to throw that away. We can use that.
Facts.
You ain't shit.
9 to 5, bitch. What you better be the fucking doctor.
What you said? What type of man you said you like?
I want a dope boy. I like gangsters. Mm-hmm. I like real gangsters. I want a hood nigga and I want a nigga
I got a
gangster.
Fucking best friend. She from Memphis too. She the same motherfucking
when I call
way.
When, if I like, if I call.
So gangsters over like square dudes.
I ain't gonna have a man after this.
It's cool. I like squares a little bit.
So I had a gangster right now.
I'm just evolving. I'm thinking I'm having an epiphany or some shit. Like for real, I'm just really like.
He called me. It was a teardrop. He said. What the fuck, man? I'm coming shoot. I said, yo, just calm down. Don't do all that. You doing too
Look,
much.
Facts, true story.
I ain't gonna lie though, like those the I like dudes, that shit, though. Yeah, I like that shit. Now don't do no crazy ass shit. Don't try to put your hands on me or do no shit like that. But nigga, like I'm been ghosted a nigga for a whole week now. Come bust my dough down.
JoJo, it hasn't been a week.
It's been since Monday. Tuesday, no, Wednesday. That's
not
a week.
No, it hasn't. It has not been a week. It feels like a week because you missed that nigga. It has not been a week.
It's Mondays. It was
Monday.
I ain't talked to him since. Yeah, it was. What are you talking about?
JoJo, you had not go. If he don't. JoJo.
What?
It's not been a week.
I ain't talked to him since Monday. Well, yeah, since Monday. Yeah.
It's actually Tuesday. So he didn't realize.
See, the weekend don't count because, you know, you be outside.
The weekend do count. That's when you're supposed to talk.
Like, that shit gonna go by so fast. It's like that shit gone already.
Yeah.
You might as well get just.
But it was Tuesday.
Regardless, my nigga, it's been a week, and your ass ain't came to bust my fucking door down. You was a whole like lame ass nigga.
So why won't?
That's some whole ass shit.
So you're not like, damn, you're not gonna call him?
No, because I'm good on him. I still want him to like sweat though. I still want him to like bang.
Ain't
like,
that the worst when like you trying to make somebody miss you and they don't give a fuck?
Yeah, that is the worst.
Bitch.
Yeah, that is the worst because you be like. You be trying to, not saying that this is what I'm doing, but you be trying to do shit just to get motherfuckers' attention and get them pissed off, and they really genuinely don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God. Like, when you look at, like, your story views, and they ain't there.
Right. That's what I'm going through right now. I'm over here lurking, searching for his name, and he been watching my shit, but I had posted something last night. He ain't going.
Oh, no. He was busy last night.
I don't even want a nigga on Instagram.
But he was watching my shit, like, faithfully until I put something on there, and then he watched it since.
Every nigga
yes. Because he knew I was talking about
that
him.
That I deal with, I don't follow them on Instagram. Don't follow me.
Oh, my. That's a good ass. Exactly.
That's how it should be.
Hurt. You feel me?
That's how
but
it should be.
I feel like that's kind of toxic. I feel like that's kind of toxic. Like, if I got to block you or mute you every time, like, we start talking, like, what am I hiding you from?
No, I think that, like, you should, when you start dating somebody, like, when I start dating somebody, I don't ask them for their Instagram. I don't want you to see my Instagram, and I don't want to see your Instagram.
Exactly.
I don't want to know shit you got going on.
And my only thing is this. I don't like nosy bitches trying to put my life together, my nigga together from the Instagram. Like,
yeah,
that's
bitches
too. That really go through your followers.
Yeah.
Oh, she following him.
How
now.
Many followers
I'm
you got?
I'm one of them. Like I'm her.
We got like,
I got like
hundreds of thousands.
That so girl you
got,
talking
you got
about?
A lot of followers too. Yeah. And I feel like now, if a motherfucker see y'all pop out with a dude, it's gonna be that one girl. Cause
I'm popping out.
Cause I know.
I don't give a fuck when we dating. I'm
we
popping
dating.
Out with your ass. Mm-hmm. Like, if we having a good time.
But it's gonna be that one. It's gonna be that one girl that's like, oh, he be in my DMs. He was in my DMs.
No,
but it be some shit for like 2 or 3 years ago.
I ain't posting
no homework.
You know what? Prime example. I was at work last night.
Okay.
First said, I need to holler at you. She said, ain't nothing bad. I was like, all right. So I had a big party at the Blue Flame on Wednesday. Went up, went down. My rich nigga was in that bitch, and it was no hoes bar.
Yo, rich nigga.
Rich nigga. So
is that different from your regular nigga?
How many times I gotta tell you?
Yeah,
how many times I gotta tell you? You got the dinner nigga, you got the fun nigga, you got the rich nigga, you got the side nigga. You just got niggas
the
with different.
See, got her dumped from her real nigga. Okay,
yeah, and that's basically what's going on. So
then
she was like,
then we say,
"Damn."
One
like
of the
I
people
do.
Over there in the section was like, "He wants your number. This is that." I was like, "Okay." She was like, "But you know, I don't do that. I don't do that." I said, "If you can take my nigga, then you can have that motherfucker." Cause guess what, You can call and text all you want, but you ain't finna see him outside this club. You ain't finna reply, none of that. And my rich nigga got a bitch. So
wait,
guess what?
Your rich nigga got a bitch. outside of.
That's why he's called her rich nigga and not my nigga.
And when he with me,
he mine.
And that bitch call and say, "And you supposed to be da da da." He said, "Didn't I tell you I make my own motherfucking money?" I said, "Yes, sir. That's what I like."
I would have cut his motherfucking balls off.
He be with you and his girl call and he tell her, "Shut the fuck up."
Yeah, she called one that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He like, "Bitch, didn't I tell you?"
And she probably shut the fuck up because he the rich nigga. And she probably ain't got nothing going on.
Men are
like,
the prize.
Okay. Men ain't the motherfucking prize. That's y'all problem. Y'all want flowers and y'all wear lip
shit,
gloss
cake,
and
shit.
Cream, relax.
Shit calm down. It's not
God damn. Y'all want me to crack y'all crab legs and shit? Grow some balls. Fuck. Talking about a motherfucking prize.
Bitch, cut my motherfucking steak up. The fuck? I got to cut your shit up. You ain't cutting mine up. It ain't working like that.
I want you to get him dressed and shit. Put his clothes on. Step into the...
Baby, I'm going to put that motherfucking Vicks Vapor Rub and
lover.
The Vaseline on your feet.
My friend is a real lover girl.
Motherfucker. But this is wishful thinking. Like, this is what I want to do, like, in my mind, but it's just not
but
happening.
Friend, be
there ain't no niggas
though.
That's going to... That's,
you really,
that's
you really a lover girl.
I am.
And you
I
like love?
I'm sick of your shit. I like
but you know
love,
what? It's just,
to,
you know what? And I may not be like this for in 2 years or something like that, but like I said, I haven't actually resided with my man since 2015.
Mm.
It's then a 2023.
You're trying to wake up with some meat on your back.
No, it ain't even that. I want to, you know, that, but it ain't even about
it
that.
It ain't that, but it is that. But.
No, because, you know, I don't even know if I could coexist with a person no more. Like, I don't know if I'm awkward, romantically awkward anymore.
You don't even know if you snore. Like
I'm going to just be
you
honest.
Might snore.
I'm over it.
Really sleepy.
I'm over
tipsy,
that
you know?
Shit. That, I don't know. Cause,
Jojo, you snore?
No, I don't snore, but... How you feel? I want to be that submissive to my man. Like, if I had a nigga that was treating me right, doing right, everything right, perfect. And then, I'm not saying he has to be a perfect man, but I mean, just perfect for me. Okay. And I will fucking do whatever the fuck he want me to do. I'm talking about whatever the fuck he want me to do, I would do it. Like, I can't wait to be submissive to my man, love on him. And because I'm a lover, girl. It's just that I done been through shit, and I know niggas, and I'm just over their ass, and I cuss their ass
you,
out.
But listen, JoJo, I'm going to tell you this. When you my man, you my man. I'm going to cook. I'm going to clean. I'm going to do all that shit. Everything that I'm supposed to do, I do that shit. Mm-hmm. So you mad at me over a fucking weekend? Well, goddamn it, I'm just finna let my motherfucking hair down at all this right, point.
I'm gonna give y'all the backstory.
That's
her
lot.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Her man. This is family dinners man. This is, you know, I'm coming home every night man.
Yeah, this her man.
She moved to another fucking city and she in a relationship.
But I told my nigga.
I said, come on,
I'm finna move to Houston, you going? So guess what? He said, no, I don't want to leave Atlanta. I ain't got nothing going on.
So you already violated. You moved. But he was
see you later.
He was flexible with you with the long term.
You moved away from your man?
But he didn't put his foot down either and say, bitch, you ain't going
nowhere.
That's
important.
So.
Wait.
And that's important.
It was cool, so I moved.
So because he gave you your space to do what you wanted to do and be a free individual human,
no,
that was the...
She didn't hold him. She didn't hold... It wasn't a problem. She was like, okay, I'm gone. But if you wanted me to stay, then you should have said that. But since you didn't, you didn't put up a fight, I'm gone.
Room, but she has been getting a little consumed.
He give me wiggle room. He give me a lot of that. Because my nigga don't go out. He don't go outside.
Me neither.
I love a don't go out ass nigga.
He don't go outside. He got his kids. He got cuss of his little girl.
Oh, he a family man.
He be in the house. I be in that bitch cooking. He might.
And you just out here ripping his heart to shreds.
But he's not no simp, though. That's what I'm saying.
I got to go home. I'm going home on Sunday. And I'm tough right now.
To Houston.
Now, but guess what? I'm going to be in that bitch like,
but you need to make it right while you're here.
My nigga not answering, he ain't talking to me. I'm a piss. I'm like, I'm
she
be
needs
like,
to make it right while she's here.
Apologize to that man.
Exactly.
He didn't want
to
hear
you need to go.
Say it right now. Look in the camera and say it. Say it. Go ahead.
Babe, I apologize.
Don't worry, we're going to zoom in on you, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a real tight shot. Might just be your head in that motherfucker.
Look, babe, listen. I really apologize. You just acting crazy.
Hey, that's toxic. We're not blaming when we're doing apologies. It's just you take a full accountability.
All right, babe, I was wrong. It was my fault. Yes, you was right. I apologize.
And when you really love a person, you say, I'm sorry. You don't even say,
I apologize. I apologize. I ain't telling no motherfucker I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now you're going too far.
Hey, I ain't telling
I
no motherfucker
I done just begged this nigga on this
sorry.
Podcast.
Wait, so you're not apologizing?
She just apologized. She
I
said she's not
apologize.
Saying she's sorry.
I'm not saying I'm sorry.
Got you. Okay.
That's not the correct word to use. I apologize.
Okay. All right. Well,
That's another episode of the Big Homie's House. We got some homies in the
but
building.
But guess what, though?
Yeah. What's up?
Big Mel was like, come on, goddamn, Big Bear, you wrong, you wrong. I said, well, goddamn, who gives a damn? I got motion right now.
That be the thing. It be that motion.
It's cool when they do it.
When men do it, because they get money and they have an action and they got their pieces and they got their whips, then it's, I've been at home with you or whatever, and then you fucking with these hoes and then you forgetting it. It's not, that's really wrong.
Mm.
That's really wrong.
Give the people your social medias again so they can follow you and engage in all this insanity.
Big Bear.
I'm MZ underscore Barry underscore underscore, but I'm Big Barry and not the little one.
Hello.
Yeah, and I'm underscore Rebe, R-E-B-E-E underscore Re.
And she looking for love, fella, slide of her DMs.
Well, you know what?
She actually, definitely looking for love.
I'm actually, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, so my situation now is this. I have a situation where it lacks the passion. It lacks what I need, you know?
You're not letting that motherfucker thrive in you?
She said passion.
You know what? This is what I have.
You know, the sex is good. The sex is passionate. But realistically, I mean, it's just not, it's not personalized. It's like when you get an iPhone, you personalize it to your own apps and what you like.
Uh-huh.
Shit that, you know what I'm saying? So it's really, I think I'm just going to let the situation go because, you know, like it's been a year and a half and I've been, you know, I appreciate, you know, I've learned to appreciate, you know, the process or whatever, but, you know, I'm a woman, you know what I'm saying? I like the feet rubs, the back rubs, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we don't live together, so we really not, you know, I don't know, but
we gonna fella slide just, yes. And so
no, don't slide.
Yes, slide.
Listen, do not slide because I don't even like to be approached for real. I like to like the person who I'm interested.
Oh, you do the pursuing.
I can.
I don't mind either.
Big stepper.
Yeah, I don't mind. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, Rebe, Barry, appreciate you coming and kicking it with the homies, JoJo. And we gone.
All right.